All eyes will be on Prague's Clarion Congress Hotel this weekend as delegates from the right-of-centre Civic Democrats gather for a crucial party conference. The Civic Democrats are still licking their wounds from disastrous regional and Senate elections and will meet to elect a new leadership amid a war of words between party leader and Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek and President Václav Klaus. Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. Rob, Mirek Topolánek's chances of staying on as party leader looked very slim in the immediate aftermath of those elections, but now it seems he's almost certain to stay on. What has changed?
That's right. Well, many in the Civic Democrats were clamouring for him to step down after those elections, including the dozen or so Civic Democrat governors who lost their jobs. But the leadership challenge, which was mounted by the mayor of Prague, Pavel Bem, seems to have fallen flat. Both Mr. Topolánek and Mr. Bem have been canvassing support among the Civic Democrat regional associations in the last few weeks, and it seems that seems clear now that Mr. Bem hasn't emerged with the support of any of them, and it seems his chances are almost zero. Now, this Bem leadership challenge, though, I think is really just a sideshow to the real confrontation of this weekend, and that's what Mr. Klaus, Václav Klaus, will have to say.
But is Mr. Klaus, the president, even going to the conference? He's been a bit coy about whether he's actually going to turn up.
Indeed, he has, but he's kept a lot of people guessing, in fact. But he has just recently confirmed, his spokesman confirmed, that Václav Klaus will be appearing at this party conference. He'll be there on Saturday morning and he will make a speech. And that speech is expected to lay into Mirek Topolánek, his policies, his style of government. And don't forget, Mr. Klaus founded the Civic Democrats back in 1991. He's still the party's honorary president and he still has a great deal of influence in this party. Just how much influence is what remains to be seen.
But if, as you say, Mirek Topolánek is likely to hold on to the party leadership, what does it matter what Mr. Klaus says?
Well, for a start, Ian, the delegates will be electing not only the chairman of the party, but also the deputy chairman and women. It'll be interesting whether those posts will be filled by people loyal to Mirek Topolánek or Václav Klaus. There are also suggestions that the party leader might be elected for just 1 year. So Mr. Topolánek, in other words, might be sort of kept on just for another year, perhaps in view of the Czech EU presidency, but not longer than that. Now, the reception, I think, of just what Václav Klaus says, his speech, will be key. And of course, Mr. Klaus has indicated he's thinking of leaving the Civic Democrats, leaving the party he founded. So disgusted is he with the party's direction under Mirek Topolánek. So this speech, I think, will be a key indicator of whether he's serious or not.
Okay, thanks for that, Rob.